Your Mishnah is Trumais, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Vov. The Mishnah says, Bishloisha Prokim Misharin Es HaKalkola. 3 times a year, are you supposed to, like Misharin, to measure out how many you have in this Kalkola in the basket? Like how many fruits fit into this basket? That means, Babachoris, at the beginning when the fruits are first ripe, so that's called the Bechoris, the big ones, and then the fruits are big. So when you have big fruits, let's say you can only have like 25 of them fit into the basket. Then at the end of the season, the one that becomes ripe later, they're much smaller, and then you could have like 50 of them could fit into the basket. And in the middle of the summer also, that pears are ripe, but they're not that big. It's like a middle shear. So 3 different times of the year, you have to mishayer, like count how many pears fit into the basket. Now, hamoine mishubach, the one that counts the pears first before it goes to take off truma, that's the best thing. Harayse mishubach, like we said before, you're supposed to first know how many fruits you have inside the basket, and then you take off a truma moimed with an estimate. V'hamoide though is mishubach mimenu. If you measure off how much fruit you have, that's even better. Because just by counting, it could be some are big, some are small, you don't know exactly. But the better thing is to measure off exactly how many fruits you have, that would be a better way. And v'hashoikel, if you weigh it, mishubach mishloshtin. That's the best way out. If you weigh it, then for sure you know exactly how much you have, and then you'll know exactly how much truma to take off. Mishneh Zayin. Rabbi Eliezer says, Truma oila b'yechud omeya. The loch of truma falls into chulin, so becomes bottle if one falls into 100. It's oila b'yechud omeya. That means if you have, let's say, 1 saw of truma, so it falls into 100 saw of chulin, so it becomes bottle b'raif. And the loch is supposed to just take out 1 saw from here and give it to the kohen. And the rest, a regular Yisrael is allowed to eat. That's called v'yechad omeya. Rabbi Yeshua says, b'meya v'yoid. Which means you do not need 101. In other words, according to Rabbi Yeshua, it's enough if 1 saw falls into 99 saw and a drop more. So together you have to have 100 and a drop more. That's enough to be mevatel the truma. V'yoid zeh ein l'shir. Now how much does it mean a drop more? In other words, 1 saw falls into 99 saw, and a drop more, how much of a drop more? Ein lo shir. As long as it's a drop more, no matter how small of more it is, it's enough to make a bittel. Rabbi Yosi ben Meshulamayma, he says no. V'oid, this oid has a shir to it. It has to be kav lemeya, a kav for 100 saw, lemeya saw, which is shtus lemedameya, 1/6 of dimua. Now, shishis means 1/6, that a kav, there are 6 kavim in a saw. So it's like 1/6 of the saw, that's how much this v'yoid you need to be mevatel the truma. Mishneches, Rabbi Yeshua says, te'enim shchoyrois ma'alois es halavoynus. That means black figs could also be mala, could also make a bit of brave to white figs. In other words, like the Mishnah before, you have to have 100 times the truma in order to be mevatlit. So let's say you had some white figs fall into a big basket, and in that basket there were black figs and white figs. So really you should say the black figs for sure is not truma, because only a white fig fell in of truma. Still we have a kulia to say no, that the black ones also help to be malam, to be mevato, the levon is the white one. And the opposite way. Levonois malois es hashcheris. The white figs that are in this barrel helps to be mevato beroiv, this black fig of truma that fell in. And then the Mishnah says the same thing applies, igulei dvela, if you have like a round cake of crushed figs. Hagadolim, big ones. Mala mesiktanim. Again, it's mala diktanim. In other words, a small cake of figs, truma, fell into a big barrel that has big ones and small ones. So even though, like we know for sure, the big ones are not from the truma, still it helps to be mevatel b'raiv. If we have 100, including the gedolim, it'll be bottle. V'yaketanim ma'alem es gedolim. And the same thing the opposite way. If a big one of truma fell in, even though inside the yosel have small cakes, and you know for sure the small cakes are not from truma, still it's part of the cheshbin to make a bittel, to be madama, this, to be mevatol, the truma. The same thing, if this cake is round, or if some of them looks like a brick, it's squared. So even though one fill in of truma, so we know for sure the other types are not truma, still it helps to make bittul b'roiv. Rabbi Eliezer Oyser, but let's just say no, nothing doing. Like, well, we know for sure is not truma, does not help to be mevatel b'roiv. It's only all the sveikis. Like, if a round one falls in of truma, so then you have to have 100 round ones of chulin to make a bittul b'roiv. For Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva says it depends. Piyadua manoflo ein malois zuazu. If you know for sure what fell in, other words, you know for sure a square one fell in or a black one fell in, so then we only count the, we only could count the black ones in there. That helps to be mevata b'roif. But the other types that we know for sure it's not part of truma, it doesn't help. But ugesheinu yadua, if we do not know what fell in, like you have a doubt if a white one fell in or a black one fell in, so you're not sure which one of the two are truma, then we say malais zuazu. Then everything in this barrel, both the white ones and the black ones, both together have the power to be mevatel b'roif, to be mevatel that truma. And if you have 100 times against it, we would say bittul b'roif. Mishneh Tes. Ketzad, what's an example of this? What's Pshat Rabbi Akiva that he said it depends if you know or not? Chamishim teinim shchoyrois v'chamishim levonos. You have in one basket here of chulin, you have 50 figs, black ones, and 50 white ones. Now, noflo shchoyro, if a black fig of truma fell in here, so shchoyro sasurus. Since you only have 50 black ones in there, it's not enough to make a bittul b'roiv. Therefore, the black ones are meduma, it's like also. But the halavonos mutaros, the white figs, those are for sure muta, because we know only a black fig fell in, not a white one. What about the opposite? Let's say noflo levon, let's say a white one fell in. So then the loch is levonos asuris, all the 50 white ones are also, because it's a suffix, it's meduma, it's called chulna and truma mixed together. But ushchoyros mutaros, the black ones are muta, because we know for sure the black ones are not from truma. What about though, b'sheinu yadua manofla, if we have a doubt, you do not know for sure which one of the truma fell in, was it a black one or was it a white one, then amalei zuazu, it's all b'chal the same suffix, and as long as you have 100 inside this basket, it can be mevatel the truma. Uvezu Reb Lezer machmir for Reb Yeshua Mekel. In this type of a case, Reb Lezer, he's the only one that's machmir, because he holds you can't use the whole thing to be mevatel, because the manushach, there's 50 that are not type of the truma. So if even though you do not know which one fell in, a black one or a white one, but still mamanashach, whichever one fell in, you only have 50 against it, therefore it's still also according to Reb Lezer. And Reb Yeshua is Mekel here. That he holds, even though you know for sure what fell in, still he holds it's mutter. There could be bottle bereif. Mishneh Yud. Uvizu Rabbi Lezer Mekel. But I have another case that Rabbi Lezer is a Mekel, goes Lakula. For Rabbi Yeshua Machman, Rabbi Yeshua is the one that's more strict. What's the case? The Doirois Litro Ketsiois Al Pihakad. That you have like crushed figs. That's called Bedoris Litra, or Litra worth, a Ktsias of cut up figs, which was from Truma, and it landed Al Piyakad on top of a barrel. And in the barrel there was 100 times as much. But Vienna Yadui do not know Ezehu. But you have a lot of barrels there, and you do not know exactly on which barrel it fell in. So Rabbi Eleza, Omer Rabbi Eleza says like this, Royunoison Kilohain Prudus. You look as if they're separated. In other words, even though on top there's like a whole, or like we said, like a cake, a crushed together figs, so really should say that's like one piece, and that's on top of the barrel. And the pieces that are on the bottom of the barrel, that's different, because really we know it's only the top of the barrel that has truma in it. We just don't know on which top of which barrel you put it in. But really the bottom parts of all the barrels are for sure chulin. So Blazer goes lakula and says no. We look as if the top part is like separated, and it's like all mixed together. We don't look as if there's one cluster on top, but rather all the figs are mixed together, and therefore b'hatachtoinus malas esalyonus, the bottom ones help with the top ones, that together you have 100 times as much in this barrel, and therefore we say it's bottle. However, Rabbi Shua says, loy sala, no, it does not become bottle. Hachiyil sham meyakad, unless you have 100 barrels. Because he holds, what happened here was, you had this crushed fig pie that you put on top of the barrel. So you know for sure it's only the top of the barrel that's a safek truma, not the bottom parts of the barrel. So therefore it's only bottle if you have 100 barrels here. So even if you take all the tops off them, you have 100 times as much. So therefore be bottle bereiv. But if you don't have 100 times as much barrels, then just each barrel by itself, it will not become bottle. Because we have to be afraid one of the top ones is truma, and the bottom ones do not help to be mevatlit. Mishnah Yud Aleph. So truma shenoflo al pi megura v'kippa. A saw's worth of truma fell on top of a bin like al pi megura. That's a place where they store the tefuah on top of a bin. So on top of the bin, it fell one saw of truma. The kippah, and then you took off the top portion of it. The top portion of this bin of the pile, you took away. So now, Rabbi Elazar says, Em yesh ba kippah meyaso, if on this top layer that you took away, there's 100 times chulin amount of truma that fell in, so tala b'yechru meyah, it is bot, you could take out 1 out of 100, and therefore becomes bot, you'll have a loch of bito by truma. However, Rabbi Yeshua says, Loi salat, no, it does not help. So some learn, according to the Tanakhama, which is Rabbi Yeshua, that even though you took off the top parts, still we look as if the whole thing is bottle, the part inside the barrel, the inside the bin also helps. And this Rabbi Yeshua goes like a sheet in the Mishnah before, that Loi tali can include what's inside the bin to be mevata what's on top of the bin. Since the top is by itself, it's not called a mixture. Now, so truma shenofla pi megura yikafenu. If a saw truma falls on top of the on top of this bin, like the place where you store the tefuah, so yikafenu, you should take off the top part. In other words, take off the top layer, that's your doubt, if that's truma. And at least for sure the bottom part will be kosher, like the bottom part for sure has no doubt if it's truma, therefore you could eat the bottom part. So Mishnah says, "Vimkein, if so, lom omru truma oilo biyechur meya." Where is the case that we say truma is bottle with 1 in 100? So the answer is, "In many yodeya, in belulay sein oilo ayin noflu." In other words, when you have a doubt, you do not know where the truma is. Like you have a freight in belulay sein, maybe it's sunk into the bottom of the barrel. So you don't know if it's on top or the bottom. So then the whole barrel is in the doubt where the truma is. Then if you have 100 times against it, then it's kosher. Or else, even in the beginning, you don't know exactly where it fell. So there, you have the bittul of 1 in 100. But where you know, like, when if you know where it fell, like it fell on the top or not, then you're supposed to take off the tops, and then the bottom is kosher. Mishnah Yud Beis. Shtei kupois u shtei megurois. If you have 2 barrels, and like in front of them were 2 bins, 2 storing places where you store the tefuah. Shenoflo saw truma l'teichachas mehen, that a saw of truma fell into one of them, into one of the baskets or else into one of the storing places. Now v'eni yudei li'ezem mehem noflo, you do not know into which one did it fall. So locher is malay zuazu. Since you have a doubt if it fell into the baskets or it fell into the magurois, so you could use both of them to make a bitl of 1 in 100. So since it's a doubt where it is, anything that's in the doubt could help to be mavato bereiv. However, Rabbi Shimon says, afilu hein, not even, he says even a bigger chiddush. Rabbi Shimon Naime, afilu hein b'shtei ayoris. Even if you have them in 2 different cities, also malay zuazu. It also helps to make the bitl bereiv. In other words, since you have a doubt, you have 2 barrels, one here and one in a different city, and you know that truma fell into one of them, and you're not sure which one of the two, so it comes out both of them is in the same doubt whether it's truma or not, therefore the halacha is, it's bottle, it all helps to make it 1 in 100. Mishnah Yud Gimel. Omer Rabbi Yosef, Yosef says like this, Maisa bo lefnei Rabbi Kiva, once happened a case in front of Rabbi Kiva, Bechamishim agudei shayorik, that there were 50 like bunches of vegetables. Shenoflo achas mehen l'toichon, that one guda, one bunch fell into it. that chetzi truma, that half of the bunch that fell in now was truma. So really it comes out that there's 100 times against it, because you had 50 bunches of truma, of chulin, and now a half of a bunch of truma fell in. So v'yamatilafon, if I said in front of him, you should know tala, that it's enough, or be bought up rave, now you have 1 in 100. So loisha truma tala bechamishim v'yechad, not that really there's enough to be mevatel truma, just 1 in 50, ela shehoyu shomeya u'shnei chatzoyin, because really there was 100 times, and 2 halves as much as what fell in. So that's why I say bitul b'roif here, because really you have 100 times against this half of a bunch of truma that fell in. Yeah, perakei. Saw truma temeya, if you have a saw of truma temeya, she'noflo lepochas mimeya chulin, that fell into less than 100 times of chulin. So therefore it's not bottled this truma temeya, and the whole thing remains meduma. It has an issa for a zar to eat it, but now it's also for a kayin to eat it, because the truma was temeya. So therefore the whole thing we'll soon see is yirkavu, you have to just let it rot away and bury it. What about oyla maiserishin? Or else let's say this saw of truma fell into maiserishin, which also there was less than 100 times as much as the maiserishin as the truma temeya. Oyla maiserishini, or also fell into maiserishini, also less than 100 times. Oyla hegdish, or also fell into hegdish, less than 100 times. So bein temeya and bein tahirim, whether the chulu, the maiserishin, the maiserishini, or the hegdish was tor or tamei, still the locher is yakarvu. You have to let this thing right away, and then you have to go bury it. Like we said, since it was truma temeya that fell in, and it does not become bottle, so it remains also even for kain to use it, because it's tamei, therefore it's yirkavu, let it just right away. And then the Mishnah says, what will be though, im tahoira, hoisa, oisa, haso? Let's say this saw, this first measurement of truma that fell in, was truma tahoira, that a kain is able to eat it, and now it fell in either in tahulin, that less than 100, or else all these other maiserishans or maiserishani, so then yimochru lakahanim bidrimei truma. It becomes meduma now. It's also for zarat eat it, but a kohen's allowed to eat it. So you're allowed to sell it to a kohen and charge him demei of truma. Chutz midemei oisa saw. Excluding, you can't charge him for that saw, the first saw that fell in, because that saw was regular truma, that you have a mitzvah to give it to a kohen. So now you can't charge the kohen for that saw. So therefore you're only allowed to charge him for the rest of the chulin, that now it became osatit because it became meduma. So therefore you can only charge the kohen the value, how much a truma is worth. But except as the first saw that fell in, that you can't charge him for. What about, again, v'im l'maiserishin oflo? Let's say the saw of truma tahira fell into maiserishin. The locher is yikaru shem l'truma smaisa. You should call the name of it truma smaisa and then give the whole thing to a kohen. And the same halacha, you could sell the whole thing to a kohen, and you could charge him money for it. Just as one saw of truma that fell in, and that they have a mitzvah nesina, for that you can't charge him. What about v'yim l'maisa sheni? Let's say the saw of truma tahira fell into 90 times maisa sheni, or else oyla hegdish. Nofla, or else this saw of truma fell into 90 times as much of hegdish. Sahareh elu yipodu. In such a locha, maisa sheni and hegdish should be poiderit. And therefore it has a loch of truma, of regular meduma. And therefore what the loch is, again, you have a right to sell this to the kohen, and you can charge him money for it, only for this one saw you can't charge him. Now with the money that you applied with it, you applied to the Maisa Sheni, with that money you have to take it up to Yerushalayim and eat it in Yerushalayim, or the Hegdish, or else you have to give that money to Hegdish. Now the Mishnah says, what's going to be v'yim temeyim hoyu oison ha'chulin? Let's say the chulin was tamei. In other words, you have this saw of truma tahira that fell into 90 saw of chulin temeyim. So now it all gets mixed up, it's meduma. However, you're allowed to eat a kohen could eat this, because it only has nis of meduma. Because as far as the chulin goes, the chulin you're allowed to eat, even though it's tamei. And the chulin is not metame, the truma. So therefore, what should you do? Is ye'ochlu nikudim oikloyos, or yeloysha b'mei peiris. So again, it has the same malacha that you're allowed to sell this meduma to a kohen, and you can charge him money for it, just excluding for the one saw of truma that fell in. But now when the Kohen gets this meduma, since the chulun of it is tamei, he has to make sure like teed it in a way where he's not machshir the truma in it lekabel tuma. Like up until now we said the truma did not become tamei. Why? Because we're talking about that the truma did not come in contact with water yet, so it wasn't hukshir lekabel tuma. So now when you go to use this, to make dough, to use it, you have to be careful. So first of all, yoyochlu nekudim. Some say nekudim means small pieces of bread, that each one is less than a kezayis. So therefore, you need a size of a kezayis to metama oichlin. So if you have less than a kezayis, it's okay. Or else some say nekudim means it should be dried out. Or kloyis also, it should be parched, it should be like also dried out. That's not like, it's not ruchshul kabotuma. Or you should be meperis, or else you should need it with meperis. Also, meperis is not huchshel kabotuma. You only need mashke water, or the seven mashkin is huchshel kabotuma, not meperis. So therefore, you're allowed to use this wheat, like put meperis over it. Therefore, would not be mekabotuma. So therefore, the truma does not become tamei. Therefore, kain could eat it. Or yischal kul isos, or else the other way through, divide it up into small ados. In order, kidei shelo yehei b'mokem echad kebeya, there should not be the size of a beya, an egg, in one place. And this is the klal, like we said before, that oichlin, even though the oichlin is tamei, but if it's less than the size of a kebeya, it's not matam other things. So therefore, if each dough is less than a kebeya, so even though it has chulun tamei in it, it will not be matama the truma there. So therefore, the kain would be able to eat it. Mishnah base. So truma tameya shenoflo letoich meya chulun tairin. Let's say you have a saw of truma tameya that fell into 100 times chulun, which were tairin. So really now it should become bottle brave, and the issa truma goes off. So Rebbe Lezer says, teirom v'tisorif. You have to take off one of truma and burn it. In other words, we're talking about now again that the truma tameya was not metama the chulin, but let's say they were not hushla kabotuma. So therefore it becomes bottle. So now all you have to do is just take out one saw from here and give that to the kohen, and you have a right, like he says, Shani Yemer, I say, saw shenoflo he shosh also. The saw truma tameya that fell in, you have a right to say now which the first saw you take out, that's the saw, and you give it to a kohen, and the kohen will just burn it. In other words, really, it's bota b'roiv here. You're just doing this l'chumro, so it's enough to take off the first saw that you have and give it to the kohen, and he'll burn it. V'chachom moim nechom say, ta'ale v'sei ochel. No, take up one saw. When you give it to the kohen, now he's allowed to eat it, though. V'tayoch likdid it again, nikude moi koloyis oitilish b'mei peris, oitishalek li'isois k'desh lo yeh b'mokim echa k'beya. As long as it's not huchshel kabotuma, then the kohen would be allowed to eat it. So in other words, even though it fell into 100 times, and really it's bota b'roiv, but still this one saw that you take up and give it to a kohen, the chachamim say he has to try and eat it in a way where it will not be mekabel tumah. So you have to make sure, like the gedarim we had before, either where it's still dry, or else it's meperis, or else it's less than a kebeya. Mishnah Gimel. So truma tohira shenoflo lemeya chulun temeyim. One saw of truma tohira fell in to 100 chulun temeyim. So really the truma is bota b'roiv. Therefore, there's no issa to eat it now. However, the chulun is tamei. So such a case, ta'ale, you should take off one saw to give to the kohen. The sayoch on the kohen should eat it now. Nekudim again, where it's either small or dry, or kloyas burned up, also dried out. Or etilus from meperis, just let it make the dough with the meperis juice of a fruit. Or etischalik lisa, so we'll divide it up into small doughs. Kidei shelo yehei b'mokim echad kebeya. That in one does not have the size of a beya. And again, even though the first saw that fell in a truma is bota b'roiv, but our kohanim now, when we take off one saw to give to the kohen, we have to act as if it's truma. So therefore, we have to be careful that saw like should not become tamei. Therefore, the kohen could still eat it. Mishnah Dalit saw truma tameya shenoflo lemeya saw truma tayra. One saw, one measurement of truma tameya fell into 100 times truma tayra. So the question is it bottle brave now that the truma tume you're allowed to eat? So Beishamai, Oyser Meshami says, no, nothing doing. It still remains like truma tume is here, and therefore the kohen is not allowed to eat it. In other words, Beishamai says, that we say truma is bottle 1 in 100, that's only when truma falls into chulin, like a min b'shein aminoi. Mashenke, when truma falls into truma, there's no din bittel. However, Beistilo Matirim, Beistilo says no, still it's bottle. Because we look as if the truma tamei is one type of a min, and truma tamei is the second type of a min, and therefore it's bottle, echad umeya. Now, Omru Beistilo Beishamai, Beistilo said to Beishamai, Ho yilu tohoiru asuru lazarim, since the truma tohoiru is also to a zar, u tamei masuru lakahanim. And a truma tamei is even also to a kohen. If so, ma tahora oilo, ma decha truma tahora is bottle. Echod umeya, even though the issue is to a zar, is af tamei. Who are then when you have truma tamei here? Tala, it should also be bottle echod vumeya. They said that even a kohen should be allowed to eat it. On this, Omru lehem Beishamai, Beishamai said back, loi, no. Em helo ha chulun akalin. I'll tell you a story just the opposite. Chulin is kal, so therefore chulin could be mevatel the truma, therefore becomes muta. Im helu hachulin hakalin hamutorim lazorin esatohiro tala truma chamuru hasuro lazorim esatmeya. You want to say truma that's more chomer, truma is also to a zar, that doesn't have a koyach to be makel, to make something bottle. So when you have the truma tmeya, and you want to make it bottle now in truma Torah, since it's so strong that a zar cannot eat it, it cannot help you to make something mutter, cannot help you to mevatel something. So that's Beishamai's word to say, the truma Torah cannot help to be mevatel the truma tameya. However, then the Mishnah says, li'acha shahidu, but afterwards Beishamai agreed to Beisilu, that they hold now it is bottle, that they saw truma tameya could become bottle in 100 truma tameya. In 100 truma tahira. So now, what do we do though with this one saw we take up to give to the kohen? So Rabbi Lezer says, teirum v'tisaref. Take it up, take off one saw to give a truma, but you have to burn it. Vecham maimrim of do b'miyuta. Now it becomes bottle b'miyut in the small amount. And what the chum means to say is like, since it's truma falling into truma, so the whole thing really is truma. It's only a bittel that the tumah goes off. So therefore, the whole thing goes to the kohen, and the kohen can eat the whole thing. However, Rabbi Lezer l'shitasa, he said like the Mishnah before, that the same saw that fell in, when you take one out, we have a right to say that's the saw that came out. So therefore, you have to be nerg as if this saw that's coming up is truma or temeya, and therefore, Rabbi Lezer says, you have to burn it. Mishnah, saw truma shenoflo lemeya. In the case, we had the saw of truma that fell into 100 times chulin. So, really, it's bottle. Now, hegibiyu, let's say it took up one saw of truma, one saw that you're supposed to give to the kohen. So now, what's the loch of this one saw that you pick up? Now, v'noflo lemokom acha, by mistake, it fell into another terubis. It fell into more chulin. So Reb Lezer says, matmas ketruma vaday. This saw that you picked up now has a loch like it's regular, like it's a whole saw of truma. And therefore, if it fell into another bunch of chulin, it'll only become mutter if you have 100 times as much. That's Reb Lezer Shita we had before, that he says, this saw that you pick up, we say, midrabonin, that it has the same halach as the first saw that fell in. So we have to be knowing as if this saw is the saw shel truma. Therefore, if it falls now into other chulin, again, it would be madamas kitruma vaday. However, the chachomim oimrim, the chachomim say no, Eino matamas elalafi cheshbon. It only makes an issa meduma of in other words, how much truma do we say is in this saw that you're picking up? Only lafi cheshbon, according to how much the whole mixture was. Like when you have 100 in there, so it fell in 1 into 100. So it comes out that in this saw it's only 1/100. So only 1/100 of it is truma. So if it falls into other chulin, you only have to make sure like there's 100 times 1/100 of this saw that fell in. Mishnevov, saw truma shenoflo lepochos mimeya v'nidamu. that one saw of truma fell into, let's say, only 90 times as much chulin, so the whole thing becomes also, that's an issa meduma, it's an issa of chulin and truma mixed together. Now, from this meduma, v'nofal min ha-meduma l'mokim acher. Some of this wheat here, whatever it was of this mixture, fell into another place. So, how much does it ask, or how much do we say fell into the other place? So again, Rabbi Elezer says, Madmas ke truma vadai. Whatever falls out, we have to be afraid it's like truma vadai, and therefore as much as came out, you have to have 100 times as much as that to make the second terubis muta. However, the Chacham Moim and the Chacham say, Ein ha meduma midameya el lefi cheshbin. No, like we said before, depending upon how much truma was in the first mixture, if one saw fell into 90, there's only 1/90th of truma, so if let's say one saw falls out of it, we say in that saw there's only 1/90th of it is truma. So therefore, you have to have like 100 times only 1/90th of this that falls out. That's called Ein ha meduma midameya el lefi cheshbin. And the same thing, v'ein ha-mechometz, machmes elalufi cheshbon. Same thing, if you have a dough, a chulundika dough, a regular dough, that became chometz because of sorrow, the sour that was made from truma. So the question is now, it's the whole thing is also to a zar. And it's only oila, again, b'yechud ameya. However, the chometz say, v'ein ha-mechometz, machmes elalufi cheshbon. If a piece of this dough falls out to someplace else, how much of it was really truma? Only according to, again, the cheshbin of the first dough, how much a portion of it was truma. And with a portion that's not truma, we say it's not truma here either. So therefore, it would be bottle of fi cheshbin. All right, turn over. And then the mission ends off. V'yein mayim shuvim poislim es ha-mikvah elu l'fi cheshbin. Mayim shuvim also only pasels makes the mikvah posel l'fi cheshbin. Which we know the locha is, if you don't have 40 saw in the mikvah yet, and now gimel lugim of mayim shuvim falls in, that makes the mikvah posel. However, once you already had a mikvah of 40 saw, then no matter how much mayim shuvim falls in, the mikvah does not become posel. Mishne Zayin, saw truma. If you have a saw of truma shenoflu lameya that fell into 100 times chulin that amount, so the pshat is now it's bota b'roiv. Now higbiho, you took out one saw, but for nofla cheres another saw fell in there. Higbiho, so you took out one saw, like we learned before, even after it's bota b'roiv, still you're supposed to take out one saw to give to the kohen. If you took out this one saw of a nofla cheres, another saw fell into it, here's a rezu muteres, we say it remains also, it remains muta. Since Lamai said there was 100 times as much as this, we say it's bota b'roiv, therefore it's muta. Achetirba truma ala chulin, until you can have more truma than you have chulin, then it would become also. But as long as you have more chulin, even though you don't have 100 times now, but since each time the you took out one and a new chulin came in, therefore we still say it's bota b'roiv. The Mishnah Ches, saw truma shenoflu lameya, again the one saw of truma fell into 100 times as much, so the chur becomes bota b'roiv. But v'lehispe lahagbiya, you do not have time yet to take out this one saw of truma the way you're supposed to, at shenoflu acheres until more truma fell in. So harezu asura, the Tanakhama says it's also, because we look as if these two saws fell in together, and therefore since there's only 100 times as much, it's 100 times 100 saw, it's not called 100 times as much as the two saws, therefore remains also. However, Rabbi Shimon says no, l'maisa before when the first saw fell in, there was 100 times against it, therefore it became bota b'roiv. Now when the second one falls in, it also becomes bota b'roiv. And therefore, we do not say it's time to swear, look as if it's both together, and therefore would not be bottle bereif. Mishner Tes. Saw truma shenoflo lameya. One saw of truma fell into 100 saws of chulin. So really, right now, it should become bottle. But v'tochanon, and they grind it all up, you ground up everything together, opochasu, and now you have less, like than 101 saw here. So the question is, did the chulin go away? So maybe it should become usur again. So Mishnah says no. Kishem shepochasu hachulin, the same way the chulin became less. Kach pochasu hatruma, the same thing, the truma also became less. Umutter, and therefore we still say the proportion is 1 into 100, therefore it still remains mutter. What about so truma she noflo lepochas mimeya? Let's say one saw of truma fell into a chulin, but it was less than 100 times as much. So right now it's also still, it's called meduma. Utochanon, and now they ground it all up. V'hoisiru, and it came out, now they have 101 saw here. So who it expanded like? So the question is, do we say the chulin expanded now, so now you have 100 times as much chulin? So the Mishnah says no. You should know that we say rather, kishem shehoisiru hachulin, the same way the chulin expanded, kach hoisiru hatruma, the same way the truma expanded. And therefore, the yosa still remains also. But now the Mishnah says, what's going to be in yodu if you know, shehachitin shechulin yofais mishel truma, that the first, let's say, 99 saws of chulin you had was better wheat than the truma was? So therefore, now when it expanded, it's a svara to say that the wheat of the chulin expanded. So therefore, muta, then it would become muta. Now you have a right to say you have 100 times as much chulin as you would have the truma there. What about saw truma shenoflu lepochas mimeya? One saw of truma fell into less than 100 times of chulin. V'yacha came after that noflu sham chulin. And then some more chulin fell into this terubis. And now you have 100 times as much. So it depends. Im shaygeg muta, if the second time it fell in was b'shaygeg, so then it's muta. Like we look now, lamaisa, you have 100 times as much as this truma, therefore it's bottle. But v'yemezid also, if you did it b'mezid, if you did it with kavona, then we say it's also. Like it's a kenas to say the truma is not bottle, and therefore it remains medum and it's also. Yeperik vov. Ha'ichel truma shaygeg. If a zar eats truma, the shogig, he didn't realize it was osa, or he didn't know this was truma. So the halacha is mishalem kerem v'chemish. You have to pay back to the kohen and give him back the value of the truma that you ate, and you also have to add on to it a chemish, another fifth more. Like the pasuk says, v'ish ki yechal kodesh b'shkoga v'yosav chamishisay alav, you have to add on another chemish. Now, echad o'echal v'yechad ha'shoyse, whether you ate the truma, or whether you drank the truma, v'yechad ha'soch, or whether it was shemin shel truma, that you shmir it, you rubbed it on your body. All these things, if you do it p'shegeg, you have to pay back an extra chaymish. Now, echad truma toira v'yechad truma temeya, whether the truma was tor, whether it was temeya, the same halacha, mishalem chumsho, you have to pay back an extra chaymish, and v'chaymish chumsha, or fifth to the fifth. Another, which means, in a case where you first eat the truma b'shegig, so you have to pay back keren and a chaymish. Now, when you pay back the chaymish, it also has a locha to truma. And therefore, now, if you eat that chaymish, you have to pay another chaymish on that. Now, the locha is, eino mishalim truma el chulim misukonim. What do you have to pay back for truma that you ate? You have to pay back chulim, which is musukana, means that you're able to eat, that normally you'll be able to eat it. Notice it was taken off already, it's truma semaisrois. That's what you have to give back to the kohen. Now, v'heim nasim truma, they automatically become truma. In other words, if a Yisrael ate truma from a kohen, so he has to pay back food to the kohen, and when he gives back this food to the kohen, the food itself becomes truma now. Truma, and what you pay now becomes truma, and therefore if the kohen wants to free you from paying back, so he can't do that, because there's a gzeras hakosav over here that you have to pay back for the truma that you ate, a dov or royus lias kodesh, something that has to also become truma now, becomes kodesh, therefore he can't free you from paying back the money, because it's not totally in the bailim, but the Torah says you have to pay it back to make it back into truma. Now, Mishnah Beis, Bas Yisrael she'ochlo truma, or about the daughter of a Yisrael, she's a regular Yisrael, if she ate truma, and she did it b'shaydi, let's say, so she has to pay back keren b'chaymish to a kohen. Now, v'yacha kach, after that, niseis l'kohen, she herself now got married to a kohen, that now she herself was allowed to eat truma. So, im truma, she'lo zocho bo kohen ochlo, If what she ate truma before was talking about truma that did not belong to a kohen yet, it was like her own truma, so therefore she has to pay back to any kohen that she wants to. So therefore the loch is mashalem es keren b'chaymish liatzma. She could pay it back to herself. She has to pay it to any kohen she wants. She could even pay it back to herself, and she would be able to eat the truma, the chaymish and the keren. What about v'yim truma shezocha b'kohen ochlo? Let's say at the beginning when she was a regular Bas Yisrael before she got married to a kohen, she ate truma belonging to a kohen. So there the halacha is she has to pay it back to the kohen. It's like gezel, she ate from the kohen, she has to pay him back. So I'll tell you, mishalem es keren lebolim. It's taka true, the keren, she has to pay back to the owner, who she ate it from. But for chaymish, that is halacha, you have to add another fifth to it, that she could give to any kohen she wants to. So therefore here liyatzma, she could take it by to herself. Mevnei shomer, because it was said, hoy chal truma shegeg, if a zar eats truma by mistake, mishalem keren lebolim. If he ate the truma that belonged to a kohen already, he has to now pay back the keren to the kohen, but to the owner. But for chaymesh lechol mishayitza, but the extra fifth that he has to get on, that he can pay back to whoever he wants. So here, now that she got married to a kohen that she herself was ladi truma, she could take it for herself. Mishnah Gimel, ha maichol es poyalov v'yes orchav truma. If somebody fed his workers or his guests truma, and it was done b'shoigig, is who mishalem es a keren? He's the one that gave them teeth, the owner that gave them teeth by mistake to give them teeth to truma, he has to pay the keren for it. How much is worth? The heim mishalem es a chaymish, but they, the workers or the guests that ate it, they have to pay the chaymish, because the payment of chaymish is only for the hanoi you had. So therefore, the one that had it has to pay for it. But the owner that gave them teeth, he's either considered like a ganav or like a gazlin, therefore he's the one that has to pay back the keren. Divrei Rabbi Meir, this is Rabbi Meir Shita. However, the chachomim oimin, the chachomim say no, hein mishalmim keren v'chaymish. The workers or the guests that ate it, they have to pay the keren and the chaymish also. For who but the owner, mishalim lehem demei sudosan. He has to pay for them the food of the meal. Like he was supposed to give them a meal to eat, his workers, and now it came out and gave them from truma that they have to pay back for it. So they lost out on the meal. Therefore the owner now has to pay their money for the demei hasuda, how much the suda would have costed them. Mishnah Dalet, ha-goinev truma v'lo yochla. If somebody steals truma and he does not eat it, So the loch is mishalem tashlume kefil. He has to pay back kefil, his regular gun, if he has to pay back kefil to the kohen. But how much kefil does he have to pay to make truma? How much the truma is worth? In other words, truma is always sold cheaper because only kahanim would buy it. So you have to pay back kefil the double of how much demei, how much truma is worth. Ochlo, what about if the ganav ate it? So then mishalem shnei keronim v'chaymish, he has to pay two times keren and a chaymish. In other words, here that he ate the truma, so every time Yazar eats truma, he has to pay back keren and a chaymish. But here, since he stole it first, as the ganav, he has to pay back kefil. So it comes out he has to pay two times keren because of kefil, and then a chaymish because he ate truma. Now keren v'chaymish min achulin, the keren demei truma, he has to pay back keren v'chaymish from demei chulin, how much normally it's worth, and as the kefil he has to pay back demei truma, how much the truma is worth. Like we said before, truma is sold a little bit cheaper, so the keren, the kefil, you only have to pay demei truma. Gonav trumas hegdish v'yochla, somebody stole truma that belonged to hegdish and he ate it. So locher is mishalem shnei chumshim v'keren, he has to pay here two times chaymish. He has to pay a chaymish, because if you eat truma, you have to pay back a chaymish. And if you eat hegdish, you have to pay back a chaymish. But only one keren. Why not kefil? Shein behegdish tashlumi kefil. Because when you steal from hegdish, there's no parsha of kefil. The kefil, it says, re'eyu, only from your friend and not shal hegdish. So if you steal shal hegdish, true, you have to pay back keren, the value, but not kefil. So therefore here, you have to pay back two times the chaymish and one time the keren. Mishnah Hay, ein mishalmin min haleket u min hashicha min hapeya min hefker. That means if somebody ate truma b'shoigeg, that we say he has to pay back to the kohen. So when you go to pay back the Kohen, you can't pay back from Leket or from Shichro, from Peyo, or from Hefka. Since all these things were not Mechuyiv at all in Truma, so therefore it's not Bechlala Dov HaRoy Elias Kodesh. And when you eat Truma V'Shegig, the Torah says, V'Nosam LaKohen Es HaKodesh, that we dash in the Dov HaRoy Elias Kodesh. Therefore these things you cannot pay back. Now V'Loi Mi Maiser Rishon Shenot L'Trumosai, you can't pay back for Maiser Rishon, when you took off the Truma, took off Truma's Maiser. And V'Loi Mi Maiser Shein V'Hegish Shniftu, so these things also, since at the beginning they were Kodesh, therefore they can't become Truma, so you can't pay them back for payment of Truma. Shein Hegdish, Poydes Hegdish. Here it says a reason, because Hegdish cannot be Poydes Hegdish. But since at the beginning it was Kodesh here, you can't be Poydes Hegdish with Hegdish. Divrei Rabbi Meir, this is Rabbi Meir Shita. However, V'chachomim Atirum Beilu, the Chom say no, these things are Mutter. And it's a machlokes exactly on what the Chum argues. Some say only on the last two cases, by Hegdish or Maaseh Shenish and Niftu, that they hold once it was Niftu, it's like it has no more Kedusha to it. So therefore, it's not called you being poyed the Hegdish on Hegdish, therefore they hold its Mutter. Mishneh Vov, Rabbi Eliezer Oimer, Mishalme Mimin al She'enoy Minoy. That means again, if you ate truma b'shogeg, that you have to pay back food to become truma instead of it. See, let's say you ate dates, you have a right to pay back on figs a different min. Ubavachi yishalim min hayofal hora. It has to be what you're paying back is like better from what you ate from the bear that you ate. What you have to pay back has to be better from the min that you ate. Even though it's a different min, but it has to be a better min and not a worse min. Rabbi Akiva says, "Ein mishalmim elam min almina." No, if you ate figs, you have to pay back figs. Lefikor, therefore, imochal kishuyin shalera shrius. Let's say you ate a truma of cucumbers that was grown erashrius. So yamtim lekishuyin shomaitzoy shrius. Now you want to pay back cucumbers? You have to wait till you have cucumbers from maitzoy shrius. V'yishalim mehem. And you should pay back with them. Because on Shvius itself, you're not allowed to pay back a Chayiv with Peir Shvius. So therefore, you have to pay back with the same Min. You'll have to wait till next year until you'll have this Min that has no Kedusha Shvius on it. Now, Mimokam Shurabi Eliezer Mekol Mishom Rabbi Kiva Machmir. In the place that Rabbi Eliezer was Mekol, from that same place, Rabbi Kiva brings his Rosha to be machmir to say ayim mishalmim ela mimin aminoi shenem, because the pasuk says v'nosan la koyin es hakodesh, you have to give back to the koyin kodesh kol shu royally as kodesh du Rebbe Eliezer. Rebbe Eliezer dashes anything that's fit to be kodesh, that's what you have to give to the koyin. So it could be even min al shein aminoi, it's also good. Rebbe Kiva says no, the pasuk says v'nosan la koyin es hakodesh. So it means to tell us, Kodesh Ochal, you have to pay back the Kodesh that you ate. If you ate figs, you have to pay back figs. If you ate dates, you have to pay back dates. So that's the Smachloik, is exactly how you have to pay back.
Yeperek Zayin, Mishnah Aleph, Ho'ichel Truma Bemezid. If a Zamra of Yisrael eats Truma Bemezid, he knows that it's Truma, he knows that he's not allowed to eat it, and still he eats it. So the locher is mishalem es hakeren, he has to pay back keren, the money, the value of it, to the koyin. But v'yeinu mishalem es hachoymish, he does not have to add a fifth. A fifth is only if you eat a b'shegeg and not b'mezit. And hatashlum in chulin, the money you pay back now remains chulin. It does not become into a din shumer on it. And therefore, im rotzah hakoyin limcho moichel, if the koyin wants to be moichel, he has a right to free the Yisrael to pay back. Well, it's called a moministic aloch, it's aloch of tashlumim, of money, and by money we say mechila helps.
Mishneh Beis, Bas Kohen shenises liYisrael. Well, Bas Kohen now got married to Yisrael. V'yachakach och l'truma, and then after she got married to the Yisrael, that she has aloch like a czar now, that she's not allowed to eat truma, but she went and she ate truma. So the aloch is, Mishalemes es hakeren, v'yeinu mishalemes es hachoymish. She only has to pay back a keren. She has to pay back to a kohen the keren, like regular locha, like you goizle es chaveroi.
but she does not pay back a chaimish, since she's a bas kohen. Because the pasuk says v'chol zar lo yoichal boy. It says v'yish ki yoichal kesh v'shkog yoichal mishalov. You have to zem in a klal shein a zoro l'truma. That's a drush like that. That since she's not a complete zoro, therefore she does not have to pay back the chaimish, even if she ate a b'shegig. Only Karen she has to pay back. Now u'misosa b'sreifa. The halacha is of a bas kohen has nus when she's married. If this bas kohen was married, and now when she is married, she has nus with another man. So the chiddush is that she gets sreifa, like the pasuk says, "Ubas is koyin ki seichel is nois beishti sarif." Even though by regulation it says only bechenig, here it's a chiddush she gets sreifa. Nisayis liechad mikol apsulim. Let's say this bas koyin got married to somebody that she's posel to one of the psulim means going to cholol or a mamzer. Then the halacha is mishalem es keren v'chaimish. She even has to pay back a chaimish, because now a halacha is she has halacha like a regular zar. Since she got married to someone that's posel lakuna, therefore she has a halacha like a zar, and she even has to pay chaimish if she eats truma b'shoigig. Or misasa b'chenig. Now she lives with another man when she's an eishes ish. She doesn't have the chumra of a bas koyin to be b'chayiv sreifa, because she has a halacha like a zar already. And therefore, she only has a mis of chenik. Divrei Rabbi Meir. This is Rabbi Meir Shita. The Chachamim Omer, the Chum say, though, no, zu v'zu mishalmes es akeren v'yein mishalmes es achaymish, or misos misreifa. The Chum say, no, that lemaisa she still is a bas koyin, and therefore she still is not called a complete zar to truma. Therefore, even though she eats the truma b'shoigeg when she got married, still she does not have to pay the chaymish. Because she's still not called a Zora Etzloy. The same thing, if she has nus with another man now, she has a Chiyah Sreifa, she's still considered a Bas Koyin, even though she got married to the Psulim. Mishnah Gimel. Hamachil es bon of Kitanim. If a regular Yisrael gives Truma to his young son to eat, that they themselves are potter from paying. Now the Chiddush is the father will soon see he's chayiv to pay Karen, but he's potter on chaymish since he himself did not eat it. It's the same thing via avodim ben gedolim miktanim. If he gave truma to his avodim, whether they're gedolim or miktanim, they don't have no money themselves to pay with. So the odin has to pay. He only has to pay Karen and not chaymish. The same thing oichel trumas chutzlorets. If somebody eats truma, a zar eats truma that was taken off from Paris in chutzlorets, that's near Eretz Yisrael, that the zechiyah only midrabbanan, or else oichel pachus migazayas truma. If a Zar eats regular truma, but he only eats less than a kezayas of it, and even though he eats a b'shegeg, the locher is mishalem es akeren, he has to pay the keren, but v'yeinu mishalem es achaymish, since in the case he himself did not eat it, or else was less than a kezayas, or else it's chutz loretz, he's potter from chaymish. Now v'yatashlum chulin, whenever you have to pay this type of a keren, the money that goes to the kohen is directly chulin. And therefore, if the kohen wants to be moichol, he could free you from paying. Only before we have when you have to pay the chaimish, that's like a mitzvah. It has to. It's a kapara for you. Mashenka, where it's only a tashlum of money, it's only a mumness to get into the kohen. Therefore, the kohen could be moichol. Mishnah Dalet. Zeha klal. This is the klal now. That kol ha-mishalem keren v'chaimish. Anytime you eat truma b'shoigi that you have to pay back a keren and a chaimish, you have to add the fifth to it. The locha is ha-tashlumim truma. That the tashlumim you pay back has a locha like truma. It becomes truma. And therefore, imrotza ha-koyin lin-choyol enoy moichol. If the koyin wants to be moichol, wants to free you from paying it, he can't. Still, you have to pay it. But v'chol ha-mishalim es ha-keren v'yeinu mishalim es ha-chaimish. Any time that you only have to pay Karen and not an extra fifth, that either b'mezid or the Mishnah before, the halacha is ha-tashlumin chulin. Then the money you pay back or whatever you pay back to the kohen remains chulin. And therefore, imrotza kohen limchol meichol, if the kohen wants to be meichol, he has the right to be meichol. Mishnah hey, shtei kupos, you have two baskets of tfuah, of wheat. Acha shel truma v'acha shechulin. One is a basket that has a truma in it, and one is a basket full of chulin. Now, Shenof lo saw truma l'techachas men, or saw another measurement of truma fell into one of these two baskets. Now, v'yena yidul yesem hem noflam, we do not know into which basket it fell into. So the locher is, I have a right to say that letoich shel truma nofla, that I have a right to say that the truma fell into the basket of truma. Because like this, the truma remains truma, and the chulin remains truma, and the chulin remains chulin. Even though I'm not sure, but still the locher is, shamiyem, you have a right to be tola. And partially you learn here, since it's only with the rabbonim, because midi yiraisa truma is bottle, chad v'trei, it's bottle midi yiraisa. It's only a lochim in the rabbonim that it's not bottle until you have 100. So therefore, since it's only a shalim in this of the rabbonim, therefore we say shani yechel, we have a right to say that most probably the truma fell into the truma, and therefore the basket of truma is still truma, and the basket of chulin is still chulin, you could use it. Now, what's going to be, if eina yedua, you do not know, eizahi shel truma, the eizahi shel chulin, again, you have these two baskets in front of you. One has truma in it, and one has chulin, and you do not know which is which. Now, ochal achas mien, if you eat from one of these baskets, potter, you should know your potter from paying back, achaymish, because since it's, we have to be afraid, like maybe you only ate the chulin, and therefore, when I suffer, your potter from paying back, the chaymish. And who are then avada the karen also your potter from? Because it's a suffic moment, I must be all of araya. V'hashniya noig boka truma. And if so, now the second basket, you should be knowing as if it's truma. V'chayeves bechala. However, if you make dough from these two baskets, you have to take off chala. Since it's a suffix, you don't know which one is truma. So min ha-suffix l'churma, you have to take off chala. Divrei Rabbi Meir. That's what Rabbi Meir holds. And Meir holds that you have to go l'churma here. The suffix, if it's truma, if it's chulim, you have to go l'churma. However, Rabbi Yossi says no, that if you make dough from this, it's potter min achala. Because some say, because monashach, it has locha like a meduma. Since it's a locha like you have truma and chulin mixed together, so it's called like a meduma, therefore they're both like osa, therefore you potter min achala. Ochal achar es hashniya potter. Let's say a second person eats the second one, he's also potter from the chaymish. Because we don't know which one was the truma. What about ochal achas eshtehim? Let's say one person ate from both baskets, then for sure he has to pay back a keren and a chaymish. But how much? Mishalom kiktana shebeshtehim. He has to pay the least amount from both of them. In other words, hamoitzim mechaver all over raya, you have right to go to kula to say only the smaller amount was truma, and you only have to pay a fifth from the smaller amount. Mishnevov, noflo achas mehen letoich achulin. Again, when you have these two baskets here, one basket was truma, one basket was chulin, and now one of these two baskets fell into another basket that was chulin. That means nofla achas mehen notecha chulin. Is einu madmosan. In this case, it does not become a duma, but since we have a suffix which basket fell in, I have a right to say that the chulin fell into the chulin, and therefore it does not become a duma. V'hashniya, the second basket now that did not fall in again, is noyibo ketruma v'chayevas v'chala. That one you have to be noyig like it's truma, but still if you take off dough from it, you have to take off chala, because still it's only a suffix if it's chulin or not, so you have to be afraid maybe it's chulin, therefore you're chayev in chala. You go to chulin both ways. Dibur Rabbi Meir. However, Rabbi Yossi pointed like we had before now, Rabbi Yossi holds is considered like you have chulin and truma mixed together, it's like meduma. And therefore, meduma, since it's also for a zar, you put them in a truma. What's going to be noflo shniya lemokim achar ein amadamosam? If the second basket fell to another place, also it would also not make meduma because it's a suffix. Maybe it's chulin. And again, like we said before, we're talking about, of course, that midiraisi, this bottle over here, midiraisi, you have more than you have the yisa. It's only a shalom the rabbanim. Therefore, we say shani yaima. Now, noflu shteim lemokim mecha, let's say both baskets fell into one, then matmas kiktana shebishteim, then we have to go to chumra like, or we about to go to kulu to say that it's meduma, traka becomes osa, but only according to the smaller amount. How much truma was it, how much was in the smaller of the two baskets, we say that one was, truma, and if you have 100 times against it, also become muta. Because again, since this meduma is only medirabonin like, therefore, you have a right to go lekula. Mishnah Zayin. Zora es achas mehen potter. Now Mishnah Zayin. Again, in the case we have these two baskets, one is truma and one is chulin, and you do not know which is which. Now Zora es achas mehen. You took the seeds of one of the baskets and you planted it. So lochar is potter, means you're allowed to leave it. Even though regular truma, if you plant it, you're not allowed to do that. And the loch is you have to uproot the karka and take away the seeds. But here, since it's only a doubt if you planted the seeds of truma or not, so therefore your pot you could leave it. But we hashnia, the second basket, noig bo katruma, you have to go to chumro, to say maybe it's truma, and you have to be noig the dinum of truma on it. However, v'chayev is bechala, but you have to go to chumro and get to chala to say no, maybe it's still chulin, and therefore you mechuyf to take off chala from its dough. Divrei Rabbi Meir. This is Rabbi Meir's sheet again that he goes to chumra both ways. For Rabbi Yosi Poiter. Rabbi Yosi says, no, it's Potter. The second one is Potter from Chala. In the Gate of Chala, we say it's called Meduma. It's like Chulin and Truma mixed together, and therefore it's Oseti, so therefore you're Potter from Chala. Zora Achar es Hashniya. Let's say a second one plants the seeds from the second basket. It's Potter, he's also Potter. Because it's a suffix if he planted the truma or not, therefore it's potter. What about Zora Echod Eshtem? Let's say one person planted both of them. So Bedova Shezara Kola Muta. If the seeds are going to be Kola, means that the seeds disintegrate and you don't have it here anymore, then it's Muta. But a Bedova Shein Zara Kola, in the case when you plant it, that the seeds do not disintegrate, but rather just becomes bigger and bigger, then it's also. So again, if the Zara is kolo lamoshlak, you plant wheat or barley, that the seeds itself get nirkav in the ground, then what grows up is mutla zarim. It has a loch like gidula and meduma, which is chulunheim. In other words, what grows up from these seeds is mutta, means it doesn't have a loch of truma, but it's mutta for zara to eat it. But if a dove is shein zara kolo, but if it's something that the seeds do not get disintegrated, but rather the seeds stay in the ground, like onions, then we say osav achilu lazarim. Even if a zar, like what grows up now, the gedulim, still has a locha like truma. It's called gedula gedulim shal truma, which is also for a zar. So that depends if the seed is miskayim or the seed is not miskayim. All right, we'll stop here. We'll continue on in the next tape.